Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed, and said in his heart, Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, that is 90 years old, bear? Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my lord being old also? Then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was afraid. And he said, Nay, but thou didst laugh. This is the word that the Lord hath spoken concerning him. The virgin, the daughter of Zion, hath despised thee, and laughed thee to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem hath shaken her head at thee. So the post passed from city to city through the country of Ephraim and Manasseh, even unto Zebulun. But they laughed them to scorn and mocked them. But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant the Ammonite and Geshem the Arabian heard it, they laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, What is this thing that ye do? Will ye rebel against the king? I am as one mocked of his neighbor, who calleth upon God, and he answereth him. The just upright man is laughed to scorn. If I laughed on them, they believed it not, and the light of my countenance they cast not down. This is the word which the Lord hath spoken concerning him. The virgin, the daughter of Zion, hath despised thee, and laughed thee to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem hath shaken her head at thee. Thus saith the Lord God, Thou shalt drink of thy sister's cup deep and large. Thou shalt be laughed to scorn, and had in derision. It containeth much. For the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, and they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him, and entereth in where the damsel was lying. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead.